Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mainly clear, a low in the mid-30s. Certified general state aid appropriations for school districts in Wisconsin have been released for the current term, and most receive increases in the southeast corner. WRJN News Director Tom Karko has more.
Schools in the Burlington area are targeted with $15.86 million. That's another $571,500 over the 2014-15 allocation. Kenosha Unified receiving $152.5 million. That compares to just over $150 million a year ago. General state aid for Racine Unified down by 0.3% to $139.9 million this year, compared to $140.3 million last year. That's a cut of $434,500. Oak Creek Franklin Schools get another 2.7% in aid, and the total for Milwaukee Public Schools, $540.8 million, an increase of $3.2 million. I'm Tom Karko, AM 1400 WRJN News.
A Racine police officer would take over safety and security at Racine Unify, but in a command capacity, and in a restructuring of the position to also allow the legal ability to deal with procedural matters restricted by current rules. Police Chief Art Howell explained this would implement a COP philosophy in the schools, utilizing a command officer in what he classified as a hybrid position. Chief Howell says it's a model that's worked in New York.
It has worked well there, and what we're trying to do is not only build on the model that they have, the successful model in New York, but we want to implement some COP strategies at the school level, and we need a police commander, not a police supervisor, to implement that process.
Instead of various officers in the schools reporting to Unified supervisors, they would report to a police commander. Unified would pay half the cost of the commander's position, and the city would cover the rest. The Racine Common Council votes on the recommendation next week. A restaurant name that's well known in the Midwest but failed in Racine several years ago could be making a return at a central city location in the months ahead. Steak and Shake on the south side of Regency Mall closed back in 2004. The building eventually turned into a White Castle, which also failed and is now becoming a Popeyes. The new Steak and Shake proposal is connected to an ExxonMobil gas station convenience store at the site of the old Total 24, which was also a gas station convenience store at Washington Avenue next to Marquette Street. The site has been vacant for some time, but the developer behind Twins Food Mart on 16th Street is looking at construction next year. Kenosha firefighters were called to Hillary's Barbecue on South Sheridan Road for what turned out to be an oven fire, but caused an estimated $30,000 in damage. The fire was contained to the oven and quickly extinguished, according to reports, but because of a sizable buildup in the chimney stack, it was removed at the roof line. Neither of the two employees at the restaurant at the time were hurt. When it comes to keeping your digital identity safe, having strong passwords in place is essential. State Division of Trade and Consumer Protection Administrator Frank Frisetto says a best practice is to also have a completely unique password guarding your email account.
Your email account is a prime portal for people to get access to your information. So that email password should be extremely robust, very strong.
Frisetto says if you have a smartphone and don't have a lock screen set, you could be asking for trouble. He said you should also be careful with having features like Bluetooth enabled on your phone or tablet, since identity thieves could use those to access information on your devices. October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says a woman who recently fell from a ledge while hiking at a park in Cudahy has died of her injuries. She was in her 50s and passed away last night. Police indicate the woman had been with her family at the time at Sheridan Park when she lost her footing and suffered a severe head injury. The state legislature's Joint Finance Committee, on a 14-1 vote, has approved the sale of land for construction of a new $180 million headquarters for the Department of Transportation. The 18-acre site is on the west side of Madison. 14 of those acres are considered highly coveted in today's marketplace and will go for their market value, while the other 4 acres will be sold for less than their assessed value under a total price tag of $13 million. The low known vote came from Wauwatosa Republican Leah Volkmer. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.